All right, now let's take up prep checking. These two things, you see, suddenly go hand in glove. In other words, we have one straight line. We have prep checking as a basic for this lifetime that keeps the PC in session, and then we have its extension 3D crisscross, and both of them are devoted to the same thing of letting the guy stand in the sun. They're both devoted to the same thing, you see. Getting him over all of his oddball notions about how dangerous it would be to reveal the fact that he had a crooked left ear. Nothing to it. I mean, he looks at this after a while and laughs. But he isn't laughing at the time you start auditing. You say, all right, now, okay, now what about that activity there that was going on in Tacoma? Now, let's see, if I think of something else, or if I can get the auditor thinking or talking about something else. You know, this is all reactive, you know? So let's move it all over onto some other perimeter. And he says, well, it has to do, actually, with Mexico City. In other words, he's trying to throw red herrings. He can get into a point of reactively regretting having mentioned it. You'll see him pass through that little band of regretting he brought it up in the first place. Now, if the auditing is bad, he does this often. If the auditing is good, he only does it once in a while. It is always present, no matter how good the auditing is. I'm kind of sorry I brought this up. Now what is going to happen to me? Of course, all the time he's being sorry he brought it up, you're just crossing into the actual zone and area. You actually have tremendous unknowns left on the whole subject. The PC does not know much and a great deal about this. That's what the difficulty is. In other words, he still has tremendous unknowns. Now, in prep checking also, there's been a little discovery here about when the PC equivocates, you know you're looking at the package. When he starts to explain, watch when the PC starts to explain. At that moment, add a what? It's an up this time, and let's find out what this little hot subject is he's going over right this minute. He's explaining. Now, there's a rule about this, about asking what questions. And this isn't really about what questions, but I'll just show you what this is. The first rule is, when the PC gives you a motivator, you know you're on hot ground. And so you always ask a what question that's rather overt. Because when my mother beat me every day, my what question, I'm afraid, at that moment is, what have you done to your mother? I would not even monkey with this motivator. I wouldn't fool with it at all. The next gradient up, that would be the most certain ground to mine. Motivator, motivator, motivator. Man, that just takes the what question and practically writes it in legible script in front of your face, you see. Your next one up the line from that is the person is critical. The person's being critical of somebody. Well, the criticalness, you can go on and pull criticism forever without getting any place. You want to know what he did, done, action. There must be action back of that criticism, otherwise we wouldn't have it. See, so criticism is a sure indicator of an overt. Now let's take the milder form of it, which is explaining why it happened. The PC starts explaining. I don't let the PC explain very long without giving him a new one sub something or other on the what question. I give him a new what question to clean up. PC starts explaining and says, well, actually, the truth of the matter was that I was on the ferry boat. I hadn't actually meant to be on the ferry boat, you understand, but I was coming down from the taxi rank, and I just saw the ferry boat there. I'm liable to cut him off at that moment on whatever we were talking about and ask a little more pinched in close, what? What were you doing, you know? Something like this. And he says, well, oh, that. And it alerts him. So you have these various indicators. They make a gradient. PC gives you a motivator, Oh, well, that's an absolute certain indicator. And you must pull the overt straight away. Just convert the thing into an overt without any slightest. Person says, well, my mother beat me every day, just on and on and on, and beat me every day, and so forth. It's just lead pipe since. What have you done to your mother? I mean, it might as well appear, be printed on the auditor form, you know? I mean, it'd be that inevitable. Well, there's a real overt back of this, and so forth. Now, we're not going to dignify getting off other people's withholds by even classifying it. An auditor would do that. Oh, man. That's very safe, but it's so safe that they're not withholds. They're not his withholds. What are you doing monkeying with somebody else's withholds? They're not this PC's actions. Perfectly safe to reveal other people's withholds, isn't it? Or it might be, unless they find out about it. Then your area of explanation, and then there is the actual withhold. Now, of course, the actual withhold, the person says, well, I used to stand down on the battery and bung paving stones through the windshields of cars. See, and you've got your tailor-made what question standing right in front of your face, because it's not what about bunging paving stones through the windshields of car on the battery on July 1st, 1962, or something like this. That's not the question. The question is, what about damaging cars or something? But there's your what question. It's tailor-made because it's the withhold. Now let's drop downstairs a little bit, and we find the PC is explaining something. So we get the what question out of the bulk of his explanation. He's saying, well, I actually would never really liked my wife, and I really never liked her, and so forth. This was easy to understand. I, of course, came home late and all that sort of thing, but she never kept herself up, and she never really did anything for me around the house, and she never really paid much actually, he hasn't given a motivator, you know, he hasn't given an overt. It's just an explanation of how it was all messy. And you could just cut him short on his explanation, get your new what. All right, so next indicator is the PC's being very critical about something, right? He's being very critical of you, the auditor. That's a very special case. If he's being critical of you, the auditor, you have missed a withhold, and you better find out what it is. What should you have found out about? When did you think I was a fool? Anything that you could possibly mention that would throw a missed withhold into view, that would be the stage at which you pull this particular one. But it's the criticism. You want to find out what has been done. The missed withhold underlies all of these things, by the way. But you can find an actual doingness at the point of criticism. Saying, well, I natter, and actually I always thought that he wore the wrong color ties. And that was why I didn't like him, or something of the sort, and so on. Well, he's done something to that person, or done something to a person like that. So your what question is tailor-made out of that. And then there is your fundamental is motivator. Man, red flag. Let's just find out what he's done to the source of that motivator, the type of beingness of that motivator. Just overtly find out what he's done. In other words, you're getting off overts and so on. Now, if you look at this as a scale, you will find out that the withhold is measured by the degree of danger. The only reason I'm giving you this scale, I'm not talking about how you ask what questions. The degree of danger the PC conceives to be present on the subject of getting off the withhold. All right? If the PC doesn't think it's very dangerous, they give it to you directly and straight. If the PC thinks it's a little bit dangerous, they explain around the fringes of where it might lie. If the PC thinks it's rather confoundedly dangerous, it's getting just a little bit grim, maybe on the jail borderline, on that chain, the PC will criticize. The criticism enters. And if it is so dangerous that the PC believes, you understand I'm saying PC believes, I'm not saying it's factual. The PC is right up to the point where, with a jingle jangle, the patrol wagon arrives, the officers pick up the battering ram, they knock down the front door, they come crashing in with the handcuffs and leg irons, you see, and drag him screaming off, towed back of the Black Mariah, you see. Something like this. They can see this is going to happen if that withhold is missing. They give you the motivator. They always give you a motivator. Flat, total motivator, 100%. Now, how do you use this? Well, it gives you the gradient scale and indexes of all cases. A case is not as bad off as he is crazy. A case is not as bad off as he is aberrated. A case is not as bad off as anything, except how dangerous he considers it would be if he revealed himself. And so you have from the top to the bottom all cases on that gradient, just like you have the what questions and the degree of the withhold and the safety on those, that gradient. So you have all cases on that gradient. And the person who will die before he will reveal himself is also on that scale. So you have them from the case that you could audit to clear in 25 hours. See, bang, you sneeze, the person's clear. Well, this person has not had any great idea that it'd be dangerous to tell people things. That's the index of that case. All right, now the person who went 150 hours to a routine three kind of clear, well, that person doesn't have very much. He considers this be all right. Pretty easy. Now we have the case that we went 200 hours on without only finding a goal and terminal. That case has got quite a little hatful. There's a nice little hatful of stuff that if the individual revealed any part of that, he thinks, he believes, that it would be, well, it'd be rough. It would be pretty rough. He'd probably lose his family, and he'd lose this and that, you see. And now, you take the person who went 500 hours with no goal and no terminal and no gain and that sort of thing. Now we know darn well this person is moving up into the perimeter of the police breaking in the front door if it were learned about this person, see. And now we take the case that actually goes to the spin bin rather than reveal things. Well, man, that's in extremis, because insanity is the last protest against punishment. See, I cannot feel your punishment. I do not even know about it. I'm not even a rational being. You've driven me out of my mind. You see, that's a total motivator on the subject of punishment. So, where we go? Then you've got your whole thing, it's just length of time in auditing. Your length of time in auditing is indexed by the danger the individual believes would be present if he revealed certain things. And danger to reveal is the direct index of length of time in auditing. There it is. One, how long it takes to clear somebody. Well, how dangerous does this person consider it would be to reveal certain things? Now, how could you cut down this length of time in auditing? Well, yeah, I've given you the answer. Don't pull safe withholds. Just move in and pull actual withholds. Don't fool around with it. And use prep checking, and you've got that. All right, now that gets this lifetime's danger out of the way. And I've even given you a new type of line and a slight change in 3D crisscross that does not permit the person to escape once you've got the item on the list. And the type of line is, the line for 3D crisscross, of course, is what identity would it be unsafe for you to reveal, or some such wording. And they will blow into view. And what identity would it be safe for you to reveal? Of course, could be a relief line. which would just be nonsense, but it would sort of balance the thing off and throw the other one into view. In other words, just be a trick line. In other words, you could drag these things out, and you know now what the PC is doing, so it becomes relatively simple. That is what the PC is doing. While he is there sitting in front of you, he would like to reveal himself. He would like to reveal this, and he would like to get out of it, but he does not know how to get out of it. And the person is always hoping that somebody will come along and give him a shot in the gluteus maximus with some magic fluid by which he will not have to reveal a thing and become totally clear. And any time anybody has ever proposed that to me, why, I've had an instinct on the subject. Now I know why. I should go back through the files and find out who's proposed it, because we would have an index of some of our roughest cases. It'd be the person who wants to be cleared without revealing anything. Now the people who get spinny in processing, you must be falling right over something. Well, now, prep checking will get it for you. There's no contest about it. This is a very easy activity, because a person moves right up into it. But the basic prep check question that would get them all would, of course, be one of these unsafe to reveal questions. You're zero. Have you ever done anything that might have been unsafe to mention? That would be your zero. Is there anything you've ever done that would be unsafe to you if you told about it? If you reveal certain things about yourself, would it be unsafe to you? Some such zero, don't you think? Doesn't matter how it expresses the PC. Then you'd get your what out of what the PC said. And you'd mine that down. You'd strip the whole bank. Interesting. Safe to reveal. This is the index of it. Now, you must figure it's awful safe to show up with a messed body, a meat body, you see. And then you get the idea that it's unsafe, so you begin to take it down. That must be what old age is. It must be the only thing old age is. So take heart, girls. Now, you just look at this as the idea of apparency, appearances, disappearances, being there, not being there. Well, it all passes over into the field of fact. Offering the fact is dangerous. Withholding the fact is apparently not dangerous. All it does is pull the person to pieces. That's the trick of the bodybuilder. That is the basic trick of this universe. And the basic trick of this universe is if you withhold it, it won't hurt you any. And of course, that is a stinking lie. So they get everybody to withhold things. They invent codes of law and that sort of thing, and these things are all supposed to get everybody to withhold things, and then the Thetan gets to packing up mass and occupying less space, and he occupies less space and less space, and he can permeate less and less things, and here he goes. He's got it made. Yeah. But who's got it made? Of course, that is a game nobody wins. Scientology is the only game where everybody wins. Now, there's your index of withholds. There is your what they're about. That is why your PC won't talk to you. That is why your PC reveals what he reveals. That's why you sometimes look very silly writing down, well, the PC has a withhold that the PC has a bent toe. And why, after you've prep-checked a bent toe for five or six sessions, there has been no gain on the part of the PC. You see how this might work? To straighten out anything for you? Now, you could use this principle, but if I give it to you, you'll work it to death. Instead of using it as a zero, you can flip over, and you mustn't work this to death. Who would have been dangerous to have revealed that to? It would be a version of the who question. That you get on some hotline, and the person is talking about having robbed every restaurant in the entirety of New York,
He's robbed every restaurant in New York, practically, and so forth, and he just keeps going on and on. You don't seem to clean this up. The who that will clean it up is, who wouldn't it have been safe to have told about that if Lou didn't find out about it? And, of course, you say, well, the restaurateurs, and he's been saying the restaurateurs all this time. All of a sudden, he looks at you, and he says, well, all right, the police. All right, when did they fail to find out about it? And we get the rest of the chain, and it blows. Do you see that? Now, there is your gradient of the value of the withhold to the PC. And I call very strictly to your attention that I have said the PC believes it would be unsafe. And that is what is most interesting. Believes it would be unsafe. Of course, these things, I think the crime you committed, I think they probably run out of witnesses. I don't think the government would spend a cent trying to dig up enough witnesses or even find the records in order to prosecute you and so forth. Particularly if it was a real crime. The government is much more interested in minor crimes than real crimes. And the essence of the situation, however, is one little thing like that gets stacked up on other little things, and something else gets stacked up on that, and the next thing you know, a person believes it's very dangerous to put his nose out of doors. Can't go outside. And there's your can't go outside thing. God-awful things liable to happen to this person if they go outside. Liable to be recognized as the person who committed the murder. Only they kind of vaguely think maybe they have committed a murder, which is quite interesting. You have very few backtrack things on this that are hot, but every case must have a few on it. You suddenly say, oh, man, I bet they're still waiting for me. I bet they're still looking for me someplace or another. And the PC's liable to have his hair almost stand on end for a moment when he hits one of these things. They suddenly realize, oh, that's nonsense. It's been a long time ago. Long, long time. I wonder if they are. But this equally applies to 3D crisscross and 2 prep checking, but is most salient in your use of prep checking. And there's where you should use it. And I won't get nasty or mean with you or anything. I will just forbid anybody to get off your withholds if I hear any more session being spent on I went out in the evening and looked at the sky and felt strange. I wouldn't even try to make anything out of it, except that some PC had a hot area someplace and had just thrown me a great, big, floppy, squishy red herring. And I don't like red herring. So I would let that one drop. There are certain withholds you let go by. You just let them go by. You don't do a thing with them. And there are certain withholds that you hang to grim death until they are all revealed. And you just have to learn which ones. And the index of it is, what is it the PC consider it safe to reveal? What is the PC consider it unsafe to reveal? And that unravels the whole problem for you. Thank you.